It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis says the state's legislative session was practical and productive after lawmakers adjourned earlier this week. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
With Democrats in charge of the legislature, Polis's top priorities cleared the Capitol. He pushed a bill that would cap the cost of certain prescription drugs, and he also supports the $5 billion transportation funding measure.
With hours lost in traffic, it's not only the economic cost of $600 or $700 per person per year, but how do you put a price on missing your kid's soccer game or not being home in time for dinner?
The transportation proposal raises money through fees on things like rideshare and food delivery services, including Uber and Grubhub. Polis will be signing bills lawmakers passed in the coming days and weeks. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado restaurants are pleased with one of the bills that came out of the legislative session. CPR's Megan Verlee reports it extends a policy that began during the pandemic.
When COVID restrictions closed dining rooms last year, the state started letting restaurants offer alcohol on their delivery and to-go menus. The goal was to offset some of their lost revenues, and the policy has proven popular. Now the state is set to extend it, at least through the summer of 2025. And as in-person dining ramps back up, restaurants will also be allowed to join together on communal outdoor dining spaces where they can serve alcohol. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The cost of food in Colorado has increased over 2% since the same time last year. The rise in costs and the increase in people needing help has the Food Bank of the Rockies spending $1 million a month. CEO Aaron Pulling.
With the increase in need, we're purchasing more food than ever to supplement the donated food we're receiving. Now, combined with the increase in food costs, it's really hitting us hard.
The food bank is expecting need to stay elevated for months as the economy recovers from the pandemic. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.